The Visions at Lescaut. Bison, limned in charcoal, die across the rocks. Reindeer float in ochre on the walls. Overhead, soot rings the opening. The river froze, careening into cold. Then, as now, the moon spun through the trees. The people watched with sorrow in their bones, and night stretched long. The pressure of a mouth, the thumb smudge tracked across the flute of bone, while ice and lightning crackled on the ridge, became the cry that pared that darkness down. They must have tracked the fire as it fell, and heard the great oak snap as something struck. Daylight found the trunk still smoldering, threads of smoke escaping from the bark, as if the god inside still fought the god that ate its heart and left its entrails black. That night the shaman dreamed the dream of trees, fading from the cliff between the worlds. They lit a flame to guide the shaman's sleep, as they waited in that low-roofed place for spring.